Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and finishing up here with Stephen Jacobson of Mind Control in America. We have another final call here, Stephen. Is there a phone number or something? Do people just strictly, exclusively order your information from your website? Or is there a number that they can call if they
don't have to? Online ordering using a credit card on the website, and also a mailing address if people want to send the order through the mail.
Okay, can you give that mailing address?
Yes, it's MCIA Media. That's the initials for Mind Control in America. MCIA Media, P.O. Box 326, P.O. Box 326, Asheboro, A-S-H-E-B-O-R-O, Asheboro, North Carolina, 27204. And the address is on the store page, the deprogramming center page of the Mind Control in America website.
Okay, very good.
So that's right. MCIA Media, P.O. Box 326, Asheboro, North Carolina, zip 27204.
Okay, very good. Real quickly, Arthur in Georgia, you'll have to be brief.
Good morning, or good afternoon. Yeah, good morning. Try to make this real quick. I remember some years ago at a rainbow gathering, about six of us were sitting and we were talking about how mind control techniques. And I just right off the top of my head, I said, hey, would you guys like to engage in a little experiment? And they said, sure. So we started walking around the gathering site. And as we traveled along, we ran into a bunch of their friends, and we talked, and their friends would join in. And after about 2.5 hours, now accumulating, starting out with six people, we now had nearly three dozen people. Somebody asked me, said, hey, man, where are we going? I turned around, I said, nowhere. They said, nowhere? We thought we were going to do an experiment. I said, you guys were the experiment. I just showed you how easy it was to manipulate you into following me for the past 2.5 hours blindly, with little or no information whatsoever.
That's a very good point. And with that, we'll leave that there. Thank you so much, Stephen, for being with us. We'll have to have you back and maybe do a two-hour show in the future.
Thank you very much, Darren. My pleasure talking with you.
Stephen Jacobson, mindcontrolinamerica.com and personalcomforttraining.com. Those are his websites. Check out his information. And as I said before, he does some excellent work there. All right, in a moment, we're going to be talking with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, and we're going to be weeding through some of the propaganda that we have from the controlled media about the economy and the money system and everything that it pertains to. The euro, as I mentioned earlier in the show, is on the verge of collapsing. Europe is in chaos right now. They're trying to spread all this stuff to the United States as far as the regionalism is concerned. So we're going to explore some of this with Bob Chapman here in just a few minutes, so stay with us. Govern America continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm looking at a Market Watch report about how unemployment has fallen 17,000 to 421,000. They are saying that that's the four-week average. We're told we're in a recovery. You know, this is kind of the interesting thing about this, ladies and gentlemen. I think this hour that we're going to be doing with Bob Chapman here dovetails just nicely with the last hour in the sense that we're being propagandized about unemployment numbers today. George Orwell's 1984, you know, I keep alluding to this. You know, back in Orwell's 1984, they talked about how the price of chocolate was going down. They kept talking about this, cited a bunch of government reports, and that was the propaganda back then. Today, we're not propagandized by the price of chocolate. We're propagandized by unemployment numbers and percentages and things like this. And you know, they keep talking about how, hey, things are getting better, and we can see all around us, you know, that more and more people are making less, more and more people are on the unemployment line. We have the CBS 60 Minutes piece on the website about the 99ers and how absolute devastated California has become. And we have more people falling off the unemployment rolls this month. And these people are going to become more and more desperate as time goes on. This is something that really, well, it's kept me awake at night, to be perfectly honest with you, when I've thought about it and I'm concerned about the future of America. I'm concerned about where we're headed. because the key problems today are not being addressed. And the key problem, ladies and gentlemen, is jobs. You cannot have a recovery without jobs. And that is just not being addressed. For nearly three decades, Bob Chapman was a stockbroker. He owned his own firm for 18 of those years, and he served over 6,000 clients when he retired. He's a former U.S. Army counterintelligence officer. He's well-traveled, having seen and lived in various parts of the world. After his retirement, he began writing the International Forecaster newsletter in June of 1991, and he's been doing it ever since, and we're pleased to have him back on Govern America Today. Bob Chapman, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here again. And you're certainly right about the number one problem in America today, and that's unemployment, mm-hmm. which our government lies about.
Has it reached the 23% mark yet, the overall number?
I won't know until the next set come out, and it looks like they're going to stay the same. They could get a smidgen better, and that's about it. The Federal Reserve has been in the bond markets since June, and they haven't told you about that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been putting money into the market by purchasing U.S. Treasuries and agencies, and that has tended to put the economy on a somewhat even keel. We all know about Monday being the day when the Congress has to decide what kind of a, quote, tax bill there's going to be. And that tax bill is really a continuation of the Bush tax reduction package that was put into operation some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to come out of that probably is an additional $800 billion in increased spending. And the Fed knows it takes about $2.5 trillion for 1 year to be able to keep the economy going sideways. And so if that's the case, and if you deduct 800 from 2.5 trillion annualized, you're going to come up with 1.7, and that's what the Fed's going to have to come up with in the form of purchasing power, some of which, maybe most of which, will come from the creation of more money and credit out of thin air. What the Fed has been doing, and not very many people realize this, and I'm talking about the professionals, they have been getting the banks who are flush with cash, which they've lent to them. The banks are buying the treasuries. And so the Fed itself is not in there doing it, having somebody else do it, to, quote, becloud the situation and put it in a position where nobody knows what they're doing. We'll find out later on, but that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
How far will they go with that dollar-wise? I don't know. I don't think anybody does. And so the next question is then, what comes after that? And it's QE3. And we talked about that on this program
mm-hmm.
back in May. And I said there would be a QE2 and a QE3 and maybe more if they could get away with it, because it's the only way that they can keep the economy going. Mr. Bernanke, who is the chairman of the Federal Reserve, that's the 12 separate Federal Reserve banks, which own the Fed, it's a privately owned company. And he and Mr. Michael Boskin wrote a paper in 1948, and they said, what Mr. Bernanke is doing today cannot work. Now, Mr. Bernanke is very intelligent, so he knows it can't work, so the question is, why would he be doing it? And the answer to that is, he's doing it because they have no other alternative.
At some point, they're going to get to the point where pumping all the money in the world into the American economy is not going to work, though, right? I mean, they can't keep going on this forever and have even it accomplishing a sideways effect on the economy. I mean, at some point, it's going to be obvious that, I mean, or can they? Can they keep going this way?
Well, my answer is no, they can't. And I'll tell you why. What you say is true. So the next thing you say, well, why can't they? It's because when either the bank or the central bank known as the Federal Reserve unleashes this money to purchase treasuries or what else they do, it becomes monetized. It becomes inflationary. And this inflationary bills, I'm projecting 14% inflation next year. I figure inflation is between 6 and 7% right now. Ron Paul says it's about 5%. John Williams says it's anywhere between 7 and 8.5%. So it's not what they say it is. So getting to 14% is not going to be difficult. What will happen the following year if they have QE3? Same thing. Only the numbers could be 25 or 30 or 35% inflation. And when you get into those numbers, what happens is that you then reach a stage where people no longer want to hold dollars. And that's happening out in the outside world right now, the world outside the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, if you go into Latin America right now, there are signs in shop windows, we will no longer accept U.S. dollars.
Wow.
And that happened 2 years ago as well, lasted for about 6 months. And I travel extensively, so I know these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's going to happen is that people are going to flee from the dollar. They're going to get rid of the dollar as quickly as possible because it will buy less maybe an hour from now or 2 days from now. This is what happened in Weimar, Germany in the early 1920s. It's what has happened over the last several years in Zimbabwe and Africa. So that would be the next stage, hyperinflation. And
okay,
after that, you get deflationary depression because everybody gives up because instead of getting paid $5,000 a month, they get paid $55,000 a month, and it buys less.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where this is headed.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the deflationary depression for a moment, because I think a lot of people understand inflation. They understand it's rising prices. Not really, because your money is actually going down in value, so the prices appear to be rising when, you know, stores and what have you have to charge more just to accomplish the same thing. But deflation, I don't think is as well understood as inflation, in that you have falling prices, which the average person would say, well, you know, falling prices, really, it's a great thing, isn't it?
No, it's not. Stable prices is a great thing. The prices stay the same for 100 years on a box of Cheerios. It would be wonderful. So when prices fall, you have deflation. You have deflation because there's not enough people around to buy things. There's no longer too much goods being chased by people. And so what happens is that when prices go down, it's because people are not buying. And that's borne out in our society today by two things: high unemployment and a decline in the use of credit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's taking place in our society today. The use of credit cards has just recently, in the last quarter, dropped by 17%. And it's continuing. And I know that, and I look at the retail figures that they're talking about, and we find that the retail sales can't be what they say they
are. Okay, hold it there, Bob. I got to interrupt you. We got to take a break. Folks, if you'd like to join in, 800-313-9443. We'll be back in a moment.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Back to Govern America. We're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. His website is theinternationalforecaster.com and also intforecaster.com. And it's linked up with ours at governamerica.com. And Bob, before the break, you were just getting into retail sales and them not being what they're telling us they are. You know, I mentioned the deflationary thing earlier, and I wanted to come back to that briefly. You know, as I understand the problem with deflation, you know, on the surface, as I said, the prices go down, but the problem is it also provides incentive for people to not spend money. And then you get trapped into a situation where businesses are literally forced under because in order to compete, they have to keep lowering their prices more and more and more. And by necessity, wages have to fall and you have more and more unemployment. And it's kind of like a trap, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's a downward spiral, and that's showing up with the Thanksgiving shoppers that I referred to. Only 17% of shoppers use credit cards. That's off 50% from last year. The lowest usage of credit cards at that time period in 27 years. Now I ask you, how can Christmas sales be up 6 to 8% unless everybody is robbing the cookie jar or they're digging their money out from underneath the mattress?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good point. We have a caller already. Did you finish with your thoughts there, Bob?
Yes, I did.
Okay, let's go to Idaho and talk to Margie. Margie, good morning.
Good morning. I know this might be just a titch off the subject, but I was wondering Bob's take on Madoff's son hanging himself today.
Whose son?
Madoff. Oh,
Bernie Madoff?
Yeah.
Well, I first of all, I'm sorry to hear of his death. Second of all, I'm not surprised at all. You know, I think the guilt probably got to him. The whole family was involved in the caper.
She said his son.
And now they've
right?
dragged up this banker, this Mrs. Cohen, and in Vienna, and all of the secret accounts where they were stuffing their money. And this is going to get very interesting. And so it's just part and parcel of a vast web of criminality that inhabits Wall Street, banking, international finance, Washington, bureaucracy. I mean, it has tainted millions of people. And, you know, I spoke to my wife yesterday and I said, maybe we should change the name of the International Forecaster to the International Enquirer. That's how bad it's gotten. And it's going to get a lot worse. And where do you see the 25-plus class action suits against J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC and them rigging the silver market? And one of them's a RICO lawsuit, and that should prove quite interesting.
That was going to be my second question to you.
I'm sorry I robbed you of your question.
No, but I appreciate that we're thinking on the same lines because, you know, I don't have very much. I just have a little. But, you know, it was like, just buy one silver ounce if you could. And I thought that's a good idea. And I've been trying, you know, to get other people just 1 ounce, please, you know. So I'm grateful for you to do that, bringing that up.
Well, I think, you know, on that one silver ounce, I think we can thank Max Kaiser. It was a very simple and very brilliant idea. Why didn't somebody else think of it? I don't know. I didn't. And what it's done is it's brought pressure on the physical end of the silver market. It means that sooner or later, and they haven't really covered their shorts much yet, and we're talking about J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC and others. In fact, J.P. Morgan Chase, per Bart Shelton, who's on the CFTC, who made a speech on Friday, said that 40% of the entire short is with one company. Well, we all know who it is. This is going to be blockbuster. That price of silver is going to fly because they're going to have to cover their shorts eventually. And goodness knows how much money they're going to pay out to settle the claims against them for market manipulation. And under the RICO lawsuit, there's triple damages plus jail time.
You really think somebody...
Morgan may go down, and Morgan is the biggest shareholder in the Federal Reserve, which means they run the Fed, which means we could take down the entire banking cartel. That's how serious this is.
Well, only the prayers to God it's going to help us with that one. I keep thinking it's going to break and somebody, you know, is going to straighten this mess out, but it just seems like we keep going further and further down.
Well, you're right, but we
got to try. Bob, I want to tell you something. I have learned in the last couple of years so much from you, and I pray for your safety, and I pray for you and your wife, and I just want to thank you for being out there for us.
Hey, thank you very much. Before you let us go, Margie, I want to clarify something. It wasn't Bernie Madoff himself. You said it was his son?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure you got that clear.
He was hanging in his apartment.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. We're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, intforecaster.com. It's linked up with ours at governamerica.com. You can go there and click across. I don't know if we still have Margie on the line or not. Margie, are you still there? Okay, Margie's gone. Yeah, Bob, can you talk a little bit about, you know, I know we just have a situation right now in Europe. I guess France now has grabbed their people's pension funds. We have Ireland. I guess Hungary did the same thing. We're seeing more and more of these countries around the world snatching the pensions of the people that live in those countries. And this is something that you've been warning us about for a very long time anyway, about the likelihood, the possibility of being very prominent and being very likely, I guess, that this could happen here. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, first of all, I am aware of Brazil, Argentina, and Hungary. I was not aware that that was happening in France.
Yeah, I think the Wall Street Journal just reported that a day or two ago.
No, I didn't see it, but it is something that you'd call an easy way out, and the public really can't do much about it unless they like to overthrow the government. And there's no collective anger as yet, at least in the United States. We're seeing it in Europe. And there is a bill that exists. I know they would have liked to have presented it. We only have about seven. Is it 7-5? Yeah, I guess it's 7 business days left to pass legislation. And, of course, this, we'll call it tax legislation, has tied up the House and the Senate for a few days, cutting back on the time available to get things passed. And the legislation is a recommendation that the government take over 401ks and IRAs and award the recipients with a guaranteed government annuity, as it's called. And within that, there is also an increase of 5% in the payment of a tax to the federal government to keep the Social Security system going. And I don't know, I can't remember whether it's half business and half individual, but the way I remember it, it was all individual. It doesn't look like that legislation will be presented in the next 7 days. Next year, they would have some difficulty passing that. It's kind of a toss-up. What are we talking about? We're talking about private pension plans. We're talking about $6 trillion. Now, they may try to get legislation through which would allow a voluntary start to that. And, you know, voluntary start always becomes permanent. And then on the other hand, I have heard talk in Washington that they may go after the pensions that are public instead of private first, which would be federal, state, county, city pensions to be amalgamated into this cauldron of government theft. And what the number on that is, I don't know, dollar-wise. But that is in the works. And people have been asking me about it as subscribers, and I'm saying, look, if you're over 59 and a half, there's no penalty. And that would give you impetus to cash in some of or transfer some of your assets and pay the tax. You're going to have to pay the tax someday. And if anything, in all probability, taxation will go up, not down. Mm-hmm. So it's something to think about. And it would be out of the reach of the government, at least under that kind of legislation. And I think many governments are going to try to move in that direction, not only because of the money involved, but the subjugation of the public. You know, more and more government wants to control you. Look what's going on with the TSA. Mm-hmm. And yeah. This is nothing more nor less than psychological warfare.
Yeah.
They're trying to get the American public down to the lowest moral denominator so they can control them like cattle.
Right.
That's what it's all about. And I think everybody being issued a card with fingerprints and eye scans so that you don't have to go through that.
Right.
And then they pop you into the database with everything all about you. So if they want, for some reason, to deprive you of your bank account, well, they just push a button. Because everybody who disagrees with government today is a terrorist.
That's right. That's the argument. And, you know, certainly the biometric identifiers, they're already doing this for the pilots and the stewardesses now. And so it's not difficult to see the writing on the wall with that. I actually found that Wall Street Journal article. I'll send you a copy of that or the link to it. But the headline is Financial News, France Seizes 36 billion euro of pension assets. So that's from the Wall Street Journal there. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Janan in Texas. By the way, the phone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Janan, good morning. Hello, Janan, are you there?
Fourth quarter 2010 retail sales. I'm under the understanding that there are many retail businesses that if they do not make it with adequate sales this Christmas season, they'll fold, they'll go under. And I'm also under the idea that a lot of states, cities, and county governments very much need and depend on this fourth quarter 2010 sales tax revenue, and they're going to be in big trouble if sales are way down. And I just wanted to ask Mr. Chapman a good place to go, a website where I can get fourth quarter 2010 retail sales data. I assume it'll be available after the first quarter of 2011, like in early April, but I didn't know a site to go to. And I'll hang up and listen off air. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Bob, do you know?
Well, it's been our experience, and myself as a writer and journalist, I look at the And as an analyst and economist, I look at sites from the view of conciseness, how well things are written, and do they get right to the point and put it all up front. And I think Bloomberg fits that. It's very easy to access. And if you check that every morning around 6 or 7 o'clock, you get the overnight news from Asia and Europe, and then if you check again at around 11, we would call this Eastern Standard Time, you'll get a second wave of the announcements. And most of the news that you need to know will be there. And I'm disappointed I didn't pick up on that piece by the Wall Street Journal. Regarding France, I'm shocked that they've gone ahead and done that. If they want riots, they got them. And the French know how to demonstrate and riot. And that country could be upside down. I mean, you saw what happened when they wanted to extend the timeline for retirement by 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going to happen now if they commandeer pensions?
It's a big mess, and you know, this whole thing is spread throughout Europe. You know, what are they going to do over there? The European Central Bank has a real big problem on their hands. What are their options at this point?
To do what they're doing, it's called quantitative easing, the creation of money and credit. Very simple. They don't have any other avenue. And they just found that out because they tried to go the austerity route about 6 months ahead of the U.S., and they found it couldn't work. And then on top of it, they got sickly nations. We have sickly states. They have nations. And that's Greece, Ireland, Portugal, Spain, Italy, in that order. And what they're trying to do is bail out the banking system. The money that's been given to Greece and will be given to Ireland, all that money is going to go to the bankers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it's all about. And because they have accepted these bailouts, what's going to happen is they're going to have a depression for about 30 to 50 years under the thumb of the IMF, which is like a financial Gestapo. Austerity, austerity, austerity. They can never grow. South American countries found that out and paid all their debts off. That's why the IMF ran out of money and had to sell gold. And, of course, the Russians are standing there. You sell it, we'll buy it. Every last ounce. And they're almost out, incidentally, of the tranche that they were in the process of selling. I think this month or next, that'll be the end of it. And that means the Russians, if they want more, they'll have to go into the market like the Chinese surreptitiously are. But the euro is going to eventually collapse. Spain will be the key. The populations in Ireland, Portugal, and Greece are very small. And the next step will be of Spain. And Spain's insolvent, irrespective of what Mr. Zapatero says. He's either naive, an idiot, or he's lying. And I think it's a combination of naivete and lying. I don't think that he's got the mental equipment to understand what's going on. And one of the reasons I say that we have subscribers in Spain who take tapes of the radio broadcasts and also the TV broadcasts, and they subtitle them or turn them into Spanish and then spread them all over the world, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, that's great.
Because Spain is not heavy in English speakers, whereas the Swiss are, the people in Northern Europe are. But that's the way this message is getting all over the world. And the people behind the scenes who are running this thing, who have deliberately caused these problems, they're quaking in their boots. They think that their program's going to work. And we're pushing them very, very hard. In fact, the move by Max Kaiser to get everybody to buy some silver has put the financial system up against the wall. Because even if Morgan would not go down, the fines in the jail time that are involved in these lawsuits could take them down. And they are the key to the entire system in the United States. They are owned and run by the British royal family and have been since their inception in the 1800s in the United States.
Hmm. You know, I don't want to end up running out of time in this hour without addressing the housing market. Has anything else developed there with the whole mortgage mess?
No, they're keeping it undercover. They're trying to negotiate with the attorney generals, they being the lenders.
Mm-hmm.
The bankers are telling the AGs that if you don't cooperate, the system's going down. And they're all political animals, so they're going to try to strike some kind of a deal. You know, we'll fine you $5 billion and let you off the hook, or whatever. So that's the way that's generally going.
You know, with all this stuff that we see going on here, Bob, it's just it's remarkable the level of corruption and how they can keep this whole thing under wraps. You know, it's just amazing to me to sit and watch this all materialize. We're living in just some really remarkable times. You know, every day that we live is a day of history that we're seeing and getting to experience right before our eyes. And with this whole thing materializing, earlier in the program I was talking about how, you know, you remember back a few years ago, we had this Building a North American Community movement. They were building, the CFR put out this report in 2005, the Independent Task Force on the Future of North America, and they talked about having an outer security perimeter around Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And earlier in this show here today, I reported on the Globe and Mail out of Canada how they were working on an agreement to establish an outer security perimeter. This is something that they mentioned 2010 in that CFR report. 2010 was the target date for that to be accomplished. So the North American Union, which we were told was fallen by the wayside, that they were giving up, they're bypassing the whole thing. It was a dead idea. We're seeing it being formed right today, right before our eyes. You know, I guess it's worked so well in Europe now that we have to do it here in the West, right?
Right.
So, I you know, are we going to have a currency here like the euro did? You know, I mean, I know that's something that was talked about a few years ago, but it looks like that's where we're headed.
Well, eventually they want the whole world to be on one currency, a international unit of some sort, probably dispensed by the World Bank or a new bank, which would be the Bank of the World or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What they're trying to do is unnatural. It's against the nature of people. It is a form of anthropological suicide. And these people think they know everything, and they don't. And I found that out in Europe, because they couldn't make the euro work, and they can't make the European Union work, because people are revolting by saying that we're not going to do that, and that being give up our sovereignty, so you can tell us what to do about everything.
Okay, let's take
we don't
a break
want
here.
That.
Final segment straight ahead, with Bob.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, we're back. Final segment here of Govern America. We're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Bob, I guess people just wanted to listen today. Didn't have very many phone calls. Kind of surprising. You do. But
I guess that's an indication we talk too much.
Well, you know, I think people sometimes get interested in what you have to say, and people. I've heard from a number of people over the years that how much they enjoy having you on, and just like the caller said earlier, how much she's learned from you and your expertise. You know, there's a wealth of knowledge there, and we're pleased to be able to tap into it. Tell the folks about your International Forecaster newsletter.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays by email. Runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And everything that you need to know every week is in that publication. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FOrecaster.com, or to www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. And if you have a question, we answer everyone. You can email us at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. That's Bob at intforecaster.com. And, of course, if you'd like to call in toll-free, you can call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Yeah, you know, we're approaching the holiday season, and I know you were talking about retail sales not being what they're saying that they are. You know, do you think, I guess this is probably the only thing, the best you could do is guess, but as we go into 2011, are we going to see a bunch of businesses announce that they're going out of business? I mean, is this the prospects for the future, is to see all these businesses announce that they haven't met their profitability, that they're insolvent and they can't continue? You know, because when I walk through the mall, I mean, it was just amazing. Anytime I've walked through the mall, seeing all of the out-of-business places at the mall. I mean, it's just one after another. I wasn't even really paying attention to it until I just kind of happened to notice one day when I was there with my wife, the architecture of one of these places that were empty. And I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. It's kind of a neat little place to have a store. Then I kept walking, and there was another one and another one and another one. It's just incredibly alarming at how empty these malls are. And I realize I'm in Michigan, you know, so we're one of, among the hardest hit in the country. I think Nevada now has us beat. But the number of places out of business today is just so alarming, you know.
Well, I get letters every day to that effect. This morning I had one on Nebraska. 40% of the business is gone. What do I do? It's happening everywhere. And in the United States, in Western Europe as well. And unfortunately, I think it's going to get worse because I don't see any growth. I see us going sideways.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I guess we'll talk again next month and see what's progressed in the meantime. But thanks so much for being with us, Bob. I really appreciate it. Always enjoy our visit. Folks, we're out of time. We'll talk to you again next week. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless each and every one of you, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks, Bob.